stupid fly.
Welcome to Headspin, the first of its kind hip-hop gamecast where contestants compete head-to-head answering questions about the golden era of hip-hop. The winner goes home with cold, hard cash and bragging rights, while the loser is forced to spin the dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. DJ Cool, without further ado, here's your host, Magic Most!
Yeah, it's your man, Magic Most. I'm the Sunny D, a game show host, coming to you live from beautiful Hollywood, California. Welcome to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop gamecast. We are more than privileged to have two radio legends in the house today. Please give a huge Headspin welcome to the renowned Icy Ice and the distinguished PJ Butta.
Damn, distinguished. Make me feel like an old-ass man.
All right, guys. Now, have you traded in your shell toes for Crocs? Or is your hip-hop spirit very much alive and you're feeling confident about your knowledge today?
Fuck Crocs. Hey, well, I do like to wear my Crocs, so... No Crocs here. Definitely no Crocs.
Cool. Well, we're almost ready to have you both show and prove your golden era knowledge. But first, let's get to know you a little bit better. Now, Icy Ice, I got a couple of questions for you. If you found out your accountant has been stealing from you, which hip-hop group would you want to ride on that fool with?
Oh, man. Well, growing up in the city of Carson, I would call on my brothers, the Booyah Tribe. We would go after that fool and stomp him down big time.
I have an unrelated follow-up question for you. You had an amazing decades-long career as an original member of the world-famous Beat Junkies, and I also read you've been an exclusive party DJ for celebrities like Manny Pacquiao, Kanye West, big events like the Grammy Awards, NBA All-Star Games, just to name a few. What's the most outrageous, like, wildest thing you've seen at one of these parties?
Too many to name, but I'll just say that the wildest party that I was a part of was the AVN Awards. And I'll just leave it at that.
Second question for you, Icy. If you had a boxing match against Mike Tyson, which song would you enter the ring to and why?
Oh man, the song that I would pick would probably be Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. I think I could beat Mike Tyson, because I think I can. No, I would get stomped by Mike Tyson, man. He would just kill me. But I would like to think that I can, just like Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince did in that song.
All right, third question for you, Icy Ice. What's the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Oh, man. Least hip-hop thing I've done in the last 24 hours, shopping with my wife. I was just literally her holding rack. She was picking the items, and I was just holding it as she was going through aisle and aisle. So,
PJ Butta, a couple of questions for you, my man. If you found out your accountant has been stealing from you, which hip-hop group would you want to ride on that fool with?
I think I get Leaders of the New School just for Busta Rhymes. But Busta Rhymes on roids. Remember when he was in Miami and he was mad because they put ketchup on his cheeseburger? So that's who I'm. I just want Busta.
You've also had a long and celebrated career in radio. And I read that you were the first person to break the news of Tupac's death. How did you find out first? How did that all come about?
Well, when I worked at the station at The Beat, where Icy Ice also worked too, and that day I was actually supposed to interview Richie Rich, who was also from the Bay, and they all kind of got the phone call that Pac had passed away. So my music director came in and was crying. It was like, hey, you got to announce Tupac died. I was like, oh, shit. Fuck. Okay. All right. And had to break the news to L.A.
Crazy. Okay, thank you. Second question for you, PJ. If you had a boxing match against Mike Tyson, which song would you enter the ring to and why?
We're going to keep with the Busta Rhymes theme and do Scenario. And the only reason is because, you know, Mike Tyson can't say those S words. So he would get like dazed and confused before I even enter the ring. Because he'd be like, here we go, yo. So what's and I'd come and knock him and then run. I wouldn't last.
Suffering succotash.
Suffering fucking... Mike Tyson, don't fuck me up, please, if you're listening.
All right, third question for you, PJ. What is the least hip-hop thing you've done in the last 24 hours?
Oh, shit, I bought a bunch of candles at Bed and Bath Body Works. That's what I did. That was really unhip-hop. I bought like fucking 8 candles.
All right, guys, let's go through the rules of the game. Here's how the game is going to work. Each round, we'll be asking you the same 7 trivia questions, ranging from easy to hard about classic hip-hop, in which you'll have 60 seconds to respond. While one of you is answering questions, the other will be in the isolation booth, unable to hear anything but our official Headspin Golden Era playlist on Spotify. During your turn, if you don't know the answer, say pass, and we'll come back to you after the final question has been asked. But keep in mind that time is a huge factor. After you feel like you've completed the round to the best of your ability, yell stop, and your turn will be over. Each round, point values will go up, giving both of you a chance to win the game and take home our prize, the title of Headspin Champion and $500. The loser today will have to spin the Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Whoever spins that wheel will have to perform a Golden Era hip-hop consequence ripped straight from the 90s that'll live on our Instagram page forever. Now, Icy Ice and PJ Butter, are you guys ready to show and prove your hip-hop knowledge today?
Yay, yay.
Yeah.
All right, Icy Ice, you're going to be first. That means PJ Butter, you'll be going into our booth. All right, this is the first round. Each question is worth 100 points. Let's see how many of the 7 you can get correct in 60 seconds. The clock is going to start after I ask this first question. Here we go. Which rap trio remade Chubby Checker's The Twist in 1988?
The Fat Boys.
What animal is on the cover of LL Cool J's 3rd album?
Black Panther.
Which New Jersey-born MC was married to Peppa of Salt-N-Pepa from 1999 to 2001?
Tretch.
Name the pro-black conscious rap group comprised of Father Shahid, Culture Freedom, and Wise Intelligent.
Poor Righteous Teachers?
Which MC did not have a guest appearance on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Kid of Kid and Play, Heavy D, or Queen Latifah?
Queen Latifah.
Name the first female MC to join the Hit Squad along the likes of Eric Sermon and Keith Murray, who also did the intro of Redman's Tonight's the Night.
Nikki D.
What does the AG in Showbiz and AG stand for? Alright, Icy, that's it. That's the time, man.
Damn.
That's time. Alright, Icy Ice, you scored 4 out of 7 questions correct in the first round. How are you feeling about your performance in round 1?
Damn, that sucked. I should have known a lot of these.
It's all good. You know what? You're going to head into our booth. You got a lot of thinking time about your performance in round 1, and we're going to bring out PJ Butter. All right, PJ Butter, what was the last song you heard in the booth?
I have no fucking idea what it was, honestly.
Okay, so you're fully prepared for the show. I see it. It's great.
Yeah, exactly. After hearing that song, I'm like, fuck, I'm going to fuck this up.
All right. All right, PJ Butter, are you ready for round 1 of Headspin?
Yeah, as ready as I'm going to be.
All right, put your hip-hop thinking cap on. You got 60 seconds after I read this first question. Here we go. Which rap trio remade Chubby Checker's The Twist in...
Fat Boys.
What animal is on the cover of LL Cool J's 3rd album?
Black Panther.
Which New Jersey-born MC was married to Peppa of Salt-N-Pepa from...
Tretch.
Name the pro-black conscious rap group comprised of Father Shahid, Culture Freedom, and Wise Intelligent.
Poor Righteous Teachers.
Which MC did not have a guest appearance on The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air? Kid of Kid and Play, Heavy D, or Queen Latifah?
Heavy D.
Name the first female MC to join the Hit Squad along the likes of Eric Sermon and Keith Murray, who also did the intro of Redman's Tonight's the Night.
Fuck, pass.
What does the AG in Showbiz and AG stand for?
Pass.
Name the first female MC to join the Hit Squad along the likes of Eric Sermon and Keith Murray, who also did the intro of Redman's Tonight's the Night.
Razelle?
What does the AG in Showbiz and AG stand for?
Action Gajaction.
All right, PJ Butter, that's it. That's round 1. You scored 4 out of 7 questions correct. How do you feel about your performance?
I felt good, and then it went limp at the end, so.
Yeah, I heard that about you. All right, let's bring out Icy Ice, and let's talk about the correct answers to questions in round 1. All right, round 1. Now, both of you got this one correct. Very confident the Fat Boys remade Chubby Checker's The Twist in 1988. A panther was on the cover of LL Cool J's 3rd album. Tretch was married to Peppa of Salt-N-Pepa from 1999 to 2001. Father Shahid, Cultural Freedom, and Wise Intelligent are from the group four righteous teachers. Kid is the only MC out of Kid of Kid and Play, Heavy D, and Queen Latifah to not make a guest appearance on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Should have trusted my gut. Fuck.
Hurricane G was the first female MC to join the Hit Squad.
Hey, man. Hurricane G, Nikki D, Potato, Potato.
Hey. Oh, you said Nikki D?
I said Nikki D.
Who's Nikki D?
Oh, Nikki D is Daddy's Little Girl.
Yeah, Daddy's Little Girl.
All right. Now, last question for you guys. AG in showbiz, and AG stands for Andre the Giant.
But it'd be cool if his name was Action Gajax.
After round one, Icy Ice and PJ Butter are tied at 400 points each. There's still a whole lot of head spin to play. Let's see if the lead changes in our second round, where questions are going to be worth 200 points. Round two is coming up right after these messages.
Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back after a quick break.
If you were around in the late 80s and early 90s, you have a slightly different reaction to the phrase hip-hop. This was the golden era, and it shaped the culture that we live in today.
Here it comes!
Here it comes.
I'm Craig Smith, host of Fresh Era, where we bring the golden era of hip-hop to you. We journey through the life and work of legends like Chubb Rock, Drez of Black Sheep, Grand Pooba, Fat Lip of the Far Side, and more. And along the way to hip-hop success, there were some highs.
King comes up to me. Yo, I'm a big fan of your records and your music.
There were definitely lows.
I remember being on Rikers Island looking out the bars, and I remember saying to myself, I'd rather be butt naked in Times Square in the snow than be here.
And what we don't hear enough about is that there was a lot of fun.
Remember when I jumped off those three-story speakers? And you thought Doobie's dead.
This isn't just another interview show. It's a trip through time back to the golden era with the pioneers of modern hip-hop. Subscribe now to Fresh Era.
Stupid Fly.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Welcome back to Headspin. We have radio legends Icy Ice and PJ Butter battling it out today, and they're tied at 400 points. Today, these Golden Era Gladiators are playing for the title of Headspin Champion and $500. However, the loser will have to spin our dreaded head spin wheel of consequences. Let's get acquainted with the consequences on today's wheel with our announcer.
Today's head spin consequences are straight clowning. Dress up like a circus clown while holding a sign that reads, "Honk if you love 90s rock." Cup of Fat Joe. Freestyle rap your order at a local coffee shop. Roger that. Perform the Roger Rabbit dance for 30 seconds in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. Changing table 2.0. Set up a table and a sign that reads, "Bad Baby is a better MC than Rakim." Change my mind. You need love. Recite the lyrics of I Need Love to a Stranger while dressed like LL Cool J. Big Worm. Wear hair curlers while doing the centipede, the wave, or the worm in public. Down with OPP. Recite the chorus of OPP in public and successfully get 8 strangers to respond. Blouse of Pain. Wear a woman's blouse and wig and jump to House of Pain's Jump Around for the world to see. Back to you, Magic Mouse.
All right, PJ Butter, you'll be kicking off round two. That means Icy Ice, you're going into our isolation booth. All right, PJ Butter, have you taken your medication? Have you rubbed those temples? Are you ready for round two?
I'm ready. I got my candle here. We're ready to go.
All right, 60 seconds starts after this first question. Here we go. Which Uptown Records recording artist released such hit singles as I'll Do For You?
Other MC.
Name the title of De La Soul's debut album released in 1989.
3 Feet High and Rising.
Johnny Blaze was the nickname given to what member?
Method Man.
Name the 1993 feature film in which MC8 featured as the character AWACS.
Menace to Society.
This group comprised of MC Sugar Ray, Warm Prince Shabazz, and BK was responsible for the underground smash Not Gonna Be Able to Do It.
RBL Posse.
The Cars That Go Boom was performed by what female rap group?
La Trim.
Name two of the three MCs featured on Return of the Crooklyn Dodgers.
Master Ace and Buckshot Shorty.
Damn, PJ Butter, that's the end of round two for you, my man. You got 5 out of 7 questions correct in round two, better than round one, but how are you feeling?
Oh, man, I thought I did really good. What the hell did I miss?
I missed all kinds of hip-hop knowledge. What's going on?
Shit. Fucking all these candles softened me up, made me soft. It's like when I did Moesha and the guy calling is like, you soft, butter. Now I'm fucking soft. It's really true.
You really did Moesha?
Yeah, I was a Moesha.
Let's bring out Icy Ice. All right, Icy Ice, welcome back from the isolation booth. How was your time in there?
I'm chilling in this isolation booth.
You feeling isolated?
I'm feeling isolated. Icy-lated.
Ice, are you ready for round two?
I'm ready or not, like the Fugees.
All right, the questions in this round are worth 200 points. You have 60 seconds after I read the first question. Here we go. Which Uptown Records recording artist released such hit singles as I'll Do For You and Treat 'Em Like They Want to Be Treated?
Father MC.
Name the title of De La Soul's debut album released in 1989.
3 Feet High and Rising.
Johnny Blaze was the nickname given to what member of the Wu-Tang Clan?
Method Man.
Name the 1993 feature film in which MC8 plays the character AWACS.
Menace to Society.
This group comprised of MC Sugar Ray, Warm Prince Shabazz, and BK was responsible for the underground smash hit Not Gonna Be Able to Do It.
Double X.
The Cars That Go Boom was performed by what female rap group?
La Trim.
Name two of the three MCs featured on Return of the Crooklyn Dodgers. All right, that's time, Ice. That's time. All right, Icy Ice, you got 6 out of 7 questions correct. You're getting better in each round. How are you feeling?
I felt a lot better about that one.
We're going to go ahead and bring out PJ Butter. All right, PJ Butter and Icy Ice, let's go over the correct answers to round two. Father MC recorded the hit singles I'll Do For You and Treat 'Em Like They Want to Be Treated. 3 Feet High and Rising was De La Soul's debut album in 1989. You guys De La Soul fans?
Never heard of them.
Native Tongue's my favorite, man. Love them.
Method Man from Wu-Tang's nickname is Johnny Blaze. MC8 was featured in Menace to Society. PJ Butter, you got this one incorrect. Icy Ice, you pulled through. Double X Posse had the hit song Not Gonna Be Able to Do It.
Wrong fucking posse.
What did you say? Which posse?
RBL Posse. That's the Bay Area group. Totally fucked that one up. That was Bama Weed, RBL Posse.
All right, cool. Now, both of you guys got this one correct. I sense maybe you're big La Trim fans. The female rap group La Trim had the single The Cars That Go Boom.
Yeah, I knew that because PJ used to come into 92.3 The Beat booming with that booming sound system, and he used to bump that song all the time.
Yeah, my server in Vegas in the back of my Buick Regal.
I'm very surprised both you guys got this one incorrect. Chub Rock, OC, J.Ru the Damager. Those were the three MCs featured on Return of the Crooklyn Dodgers.
That Return was the one that threw me off. Like, oh shit, it's Return, the second one. Yeah.
Are you more fans of the original Crooklyn Dodgers?
The original, yeah.
Yeah, the original, man.
It was by Q-Tip, yeah.
I still bump that to this day.
Yeah, so it's superior to the premiere?
I would say so.
At the end of round two, Icy Ice has the lead with 1,600 points to PJ Butter's 1,000 points. But PJ Butter, you're still within reach in our next round because the correct answers are going to be worth 300 points, giving each of you radio legends a chance to take home our title of Headspin Champion and our grand prize of $500. However, the other contestant will have to spin our dreaded Headspin Wheel of Consequences. Stick around for round three.
Yo, what's the deal? You got the black sheep, D-R-E-S, yes. And I want y'all to know right here, right now, stupid-fly.com is the place to be. Yo, you got hats, you got t-shirts, and all kind of flyness that you can get your hands on. Not only that, you can check out some of the flyest podcasts you've ever heard in your life. And that would be Stupid Fly Media on Instagram and Facebook. Why? Because they stupid fly, all right?
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to your favorite show, Headspin. After round two, Icy Ice has the lead with 1,600 points and PJ Butter is hot on his trail with 1,400 points. This is still anyone's game, but let's step it up in round three. This round, each of you has the chance to win because the point values are tripled. Icy Ice, you'll be going first. That means PJ Butter, head into our booth. Okay, Icy Ice, this is round three. This is where it all happens. This is your last chance to take home the prize today. 60 seconds will begin after I read this first question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Finish this line from Young MC's Bust a Move. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her.
But you're standing on the wall like you was Poindexter.
Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It contains a interpolation of which legendary Slick Rick track?
Children's Story.
This fashion designer was the style choice of Tupac Shakur, who did an ad campaign for free in 1994.
Carl Kanai.
What did the MVP and Big L's hit MVP stand for?
Pass.
The production duo of CC Lemonhead and J-Ski formed what group before creating the Miami-based classic Come On, Ride the Train?
Quad City DJs.
Name the late great MC who first started as a dancer for EPMD and released his legendary album Crazy Noise featuring the hit single It's My Turn in 1989.
Steezo.
What does the Yag Foo and the legendary North Carolina hip-hop group Yag Foo Front's name stand for?
You are gonna get fucked up.
Right at the last second, you came through with the answer for that one. Whew. Woo! Icy Ice, you got 6 out of 7 questions correct. That's an amazing performance of round three. Your hip hop credibility is very much intact today. How are you feeling about that performance?
Man, that was intense, but I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good about it.
All right, let's bring out PJ Butter.
Yeah.
All right, PJ Butter, welcome to round three. You're really going to have to put your best foot forward in this final round if you want to win. Ain't no half-stepping. Correct answers are going to be worth 300 points. Are you ready?
Ready, let's go. Do or die like Bed-Stuy.
Here we go. Finish this line from Young MC's Bust a Move. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her.
But you're standing on the corner like you're Poindexter.
Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It contains an interpolation of which legendary Slick Rick track?
children's story.
This fashion designer was the style choice of Tupac Shakur, who did an ad campaign for him for free in 1994.
Carl Kanai.
What did the MVP and Big L's hit MVP stand for?
Pass.
The production duo of CC Lemonhead and Jay Ski formed what group before creating the Miami-based classic Come On, Ride the Train?
Pass.
Name the late great MC who first started as a dancer for EPMD and released his legendary album Crazy Noise, featuring the hit It's My Turn in 1989.
Steezo.
What does the Yag Fu in the legendary North Carolina hip-hop group Yag Fu Front's name stand for?
Pass.
The production duo of CC Lemonhead and Jay Ski formed what group before creating the Miami-based classic Come On, Ride the Train?
69 Boys.
That's time. All right, PJ Butter, you only scored 3 out of 7 questions correct in that round. What is going through those last couple of hip-hop brain cells you have?
I'm just thinking about candles, honestly. Can't wait to go back home and light them up.
Let's bring out Icy Ice. All right, let's quickly go through the correct answers to round 3. The line from Young MC's Bust a Move. Let's say it together. A chick walks by, you wish you could sex her, but you're standing on the wall
the
like
wall,
you...
fuck. I said standing on the corner instead of standing on the wall.
Montel Jordan's This Is How We Do It contains an interpolation of Slick Rick's Children's Story. Carl Kanai was the designer of choice for Tupac Shakur, who did an ad for free for him in 1994. Both of you guys got this one correct. Were you decked out in Carl Kanai?
I did. I had like the vest, but it was a bootleg vest from the liquor store. So it was more like Carl Kanai.
PJ would wear the vest with no shirt underneath.
Yeah, exactly.
Flex the muscles.
Most valuable poet on the MIC is what MVP stood for in Big L's hit, MVP.
Damn. Oh, and I didn't even know it.
Quad City DJs was the production duo of CC Lemonhead and Jay Ski.
69 Boys was Tootsie Roll. Fuck. All those Miami bass sound the fucking same. I don't know.
Steezo released the legendary album Crazy Noise, featuring the hit It's My Turn in 1989. Last question for you. Yag Fu Front from North Carolina's name stands for You Are Gonna Get Fucked Up.
Fuck. Really?
PJ Butter, you had no clue, did you?
I had no fucking idea. Like, you were gonna get fucking underwear. I have no idea what the fuck it was.
All right, PJ Butter, your total score today is 2,300 points, but Icy Ice, all together, you scored 3,400 points. That means you win.
Woo!
Make some noise.
Yeah.
Congratulations, you've joined an elite class of Golden Era Gladiators as Headspin Champion. In addition to winning our title, you'll be going home today with $500. Icy Ice, what are you going to do with all that money?
I don't know. I'm going to go take the kids to the movies or something.
You're not going to buy PJ Butter some consolation candles?
Maybe. Hey, PJ, let's go candle shopping.
That's really not hip hop.
All right, now here's the bad news. PJ Butter, you'll be spinning our dreaded head spin wheel of consequences. What 90s style hip hop consequence will you have to perform in front of the entire world? Let's find out right now. All right, PJ Butter, let's spin that wheel.
Head spin follow-up fun fact. The legendary fashion designer Carl Kanai, whose real name is Carl Williams, helped artists such as Pete Rock and CL Smooth, Puff Daddy, and Tupac Shakur emerge into mainstream culture in the 90s. But did you know that prior to starting his own clothing line, Carl designed for another highly influential fashion brand, Cross Colors? That's a hip-hop fact without prejudice.
Oh man, PJ Butter, you landed on You Need Love. That means you gotta dress like LL Cool J and recite the lyrics to I Need Love to a stranger wearing a Kango, a chain, the whole getup on Hollywood Boulevard. Are you ready?
Yeah, come on, LLPJ, that's me, let's go.
Extra special thank you to our radio legends, Icy Ice and PJ Butter. And congratulations again, Icy Ice, on the big win. PJ Butter, I can't wait to see the comments on our Instagram page under the video of your consequence. If you would like to witness PJ Butter's embarrassing consequence, head on over to our Instagram page, @HeadspinGameShow. Thank you for listening to Headspin, the world's first and greatest golden era hip-hop gamecast.
If you or anyone you know would like to be a contestant on Headspin, follow us at Headspin Game Show and subscribe to our feed on all podcasting platforms. See you on the next episode of Headspin.
Headspin is a product of Stupid Fly Production. Recorded in Hollywood, California. Created by executive producer DJ Cheap Shot. Produced and directed by Craig Smith. Edited by Rob Van Vranken. Mixed by Hunter Sump. Music by The Math Club. Headspin, the hip-hop trivia game cast. Headspin!
But the other half is affection and joy. And the warmth that's created by a girl and a boy. I need love. Huh?
Beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you very much.